I kind of like the idea, because the 5,000 is sort of a nominal amount. I kind of like the idea of everyone being the same, so that they can all say they have equal representation.
That's a good point.
Yes, so, but I think any of the options are.
Question. Is there an advantage to having Procopio appoint the initial board? I thought that was, I was surprised to see that instead of having the current members appoint the initial board.
There's a couple of, benefits to that. And so we would form the corporation, and as the incorporator, that's just typically how the initial board gets appointed, is by the incorporator. It would be all based on your input. You know, you would tell us who would be on that board. But there's a benefit to the CSO not being formed by you guys. Is there's a provision of the Brown Act that specifically says if a public agency forms a subsidiary, then the subsidiary is subject to the Brown Act. And while we all intend for the CSO to comply with the Brown Act, we just want to make sure that we leave all options open.
But that would preclude us from making recommendations.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's really, I think, as far as the presentation, I guess we just kind of opened it up for discussion that, you know, we presented a lot of information. I think today, if I, you know, watched you on this engagement, you get a lot more clarity now. But I think for us on the inside leadership team, the one sticking point is who might even be considered for that position. Before we just again put the brake on and just stop the whole meeting. We just ran out of choices. We were out of chance. So to us, that was a really key component.
Is David available?
Yeah, David, I can tell you honestly.
Or did you lay it out
flat? I didn't see a 911. As we brainstormed this, it was so ironic how it just lined up with kind of this new Stephanie that I have. You know, which is like a 2-minute offense, 2-minute line of scrimmage, you call an audible and say, hey, we're doing this. But I had to end the meeting very quickly because I had to join David to review the board meeting agenda like 60 seconds later. And when after that, we started talking about it, he lit up like a light bulb. They called me back the next day, and called me over the weekend. He wanted to submit his resume right away. So David, come on.
So he said, I guess that's the answer.
So we have to work out the fine details. One of the big moves, again, being very transparent, David's from Northern California, I'm down here. I'm with Corey and everyone here, like 3 or 4 times a week in person, and then I work remotely a little bit. David, we have to work out that point of detail, how that would work, because if David is, if he's the evaluator for cabinet members, we have to do some, you know, some dialogue on that. But I think also the strength of it, and now we have more bandwidth throughout the state to say that, you know, Carl's up north, we've got David up north, we're down here, and we can meet halfway or whatever. So there's a lot of, I think, benefits to it. And then it's just working out that salary schedule. I know what he makes as a board member. So we definitely would want to go definitely above that, but I think the first year is going to be like anything. It's going to be a work in progress. If we don't have another model to look at to say, well, this other organization did this right, so we'll kind of, you know, we'll shadow them. We're just going to kind of get out there and play hard. And, but I think they all want it. So maybe the question would be for everyone here, because I think we're at that point to ask the question, knowing what you know, are there any other questions or things that you feel we haven't explored as we look at the formation of the CSO?
Politically, because we're not climbing the mountain. Okay. And you answered, the outset you spoke about talking to the superintendent, and they got, okay. My just throw on the table right now is politically, with all that's going on with Charter 126, other legislation coming down the trail. How does it shape up? How is, you know, when you roll something like this out, which is different, okay, we said last time we met, different concept, how is that going to fit in to what's happening?
I think it fits in great. So SB 126 came out and said, hey, if you're managing or operating the charter school, you have to be transparent, follow all these conflicts of interest rules. And you guys are forming a corporation that is outside of that purview, but you're still opting in to all of those requirements. So who could ever say that you were hiding the ball or not being transparent or creating conflicts of interest? You're hitting the nail on the head and saying, we're going to avoid all of that. We're going to we're going to comply with these rules, even though we technically don't have to.
It's really innovative to look at it like that. And two, for me, I look on two words. It does clarify things a lot. And I like the fact that you can talk to superintendents about this and they get it. Because I get from the fuzzy, what are you guys doing, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like you got to frame it differently. So I like that a lot.
Well, it actually sounds like a very good proposal. I think obviously then we have to get more detail. I guess that would come back to our individual board meetings, you know, that we would then be able to react to, and that would be a first reading, or second, we go through that process. But that then that one is going to fall on you, Kurt, or, and whomever that, you know, regarding job description, regarding any specifics that we need to come up with it before we really say, okay, this is what we're doing and moving forward. I think the idea of moving forward in that exploratory, you know, ultimate to approval mode is sound. It makes sense. And I like the idea of the work that you've done thus far in preparing our sponsoring districts and talking to people. It really sounds good.
In my past life, when I tried something new and innovative, I always try to ask myself, if somebody wants to pick this apart, where are they going to, yeah, what's the company going to see?
That's
my question. Have you thought about, if somebody wanted to take this apart, what would they look for? I like the fact that we're transparent, we're doing Brown Act. That's huge. That's the first thing that we're trying to pick on. But what might be some arguments against this?
I've got one. I think the... somebody might make the claim, well, you're calling it a support organization, but it's really just a management organization. And so I think we would have to be careful in how we created it and how we operated it to make clear it wasn't managing the charters, it was supporting the charters.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest one. CMO is kind of the red flag these days,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want it to look like that's what we're forming.
Yeah.
And that's not what we intended for. So, you know, we just have to be open about the plan. I think it should be evident.
Is the title new, CSO? Has anybody used that before?
No, it's new. Yeah,
it's new.
I realize we left a critical piece off of this. Is what are we going to call it?
Because that has a lot to do with understanding what the purpose of the organization is.
Yeah. That was a question that came up last time. I remember we asked, is anybody else doing this?
No, that was it.
Well, we might want to consider what we do is the collaborative.
That's what I was just thinking.
That would be something that we might want to consider.
Yeah. I was surprised at how much understanding we were able to accomplish with our workshop in July with the superintendents and sponsoring organizations. And I think that will be very important, too. David does end up making this choice, and we choose him. Who's we that are going to choose him?
The individual board.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to each individual board.
Yeah. And then I had one other thought on that, too. David's going to be extricating himself from three boards.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to replace those, David in those positions?
Yeah.
Who's going to be responsible for that?
Well,
CSO or each individual board?
Well, I would think if David resigns, then we would have to appoint another board member to make sure that we're filling the gap.
Who's we, though?
Well, if we look at each of the boards that he's resigning from, for example, Community College Charter School, we now have an opening there for a board member that David is going to submit his resignation. So we could always look internally. I know that we've interviewed Dr. Shirley Peterson. She is definitely eager and ready to start. Kevin Scully, ditto, same thing with him. So those are two viable candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what have we done in the past?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We've contacted people, thought about people, and people we know and we've worked with. And
the other thing, too, is we look at some people in the room that serve only on one board, and we don't have any perception of overlapping, that they might be considered for another board.
I think that was one of the questions.
That would be something that we want to look at. I think the other thing back to Pete's point
one of the benefits, I think, of not taking on any additional schools the first year is I think they got perception like Inspire. And I think their enrollment went from something like, and I could be a little bit off, it was like 2,000, 20,000 in a year.
Yeah.
We have to just very gradual. Even this year, we started off with about 5,000 students, and every week in cabinet, Gretchen did this update. We're approaching 5,800 students. Just last week, we gained 20. So that, but those baby little steps are much better than these huge spikes.
Well, I think that because it's so new, that they would need to view, this is down the trail, I'm sure, a PR type of approach to have some reframe for everyone. Because people try and pick it apart, but I think we take our time and position ourselves in the right way, people will grab on to it.
Mm-hmm. And I think the PR work has already started.
It has started, and I would want to, even as I look at kind of a roadmap, that it would just, you know, think big but work small. First of all, start with our district. Next, take David up to South and do an introduction up there. Go to the county offices. Be very transparent. Go to the county office in San Diego. Go to LA, San Bernardino. Go up to Sonoma. Have them meet David. So it's very, very clear. David is a bona fide educator.
Mm-hmm.
He's earned his stripes, and I think it would go across very well that he's embedded. He's not from a different planet that has nothing to do with us. And mm-hmm. He's been a board member that speaks very high, but he wants to step down now and get in the trenches.
And here we stopped here.
Yeah, we did.
I think it's all been thought out very carefully, methodically. We are, I think, going over the necessary steps that we need to do as a collaborative to show our transparency, which also shows our intent. And so it's right now. I think it's really smooth, and it's almost too good to be well for him. I think it seems really smooth. I know you guys. It's like getting into a tub of really warm water. It's nice right now. The only thing that, and I would expect that. We all have to remain, you know, because change causes some anxiety somewhere along the way. The road's not always going to be smooth, although it seems really smooth right now, but we just have to be open to possible changes, possible rocks in the road. We are doing things that no one else is doing, and I think just keeping an open mind, I think it's really good.
I agree with you, and that's why that target date, July 1st. I mean, I want to make sure that we have all those details, you know, firmed up and the processes in place, you know. So that kind of is.
Your room.
Yeah. So that kind of goes with anxiety for me.
I feel a lot better at this meeting than I did at my first about the concept that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, I think globally it makes a lot of sense now. It's the minutia that is going to make us survive or not in terms of how even members have the right to make decisions. And that has to be very specific about numbers, majority, how we go from one place to another. Because there's a lot of moving parts in this. And now there's five entities that are having a lot to say. And so I think that part of it has to be really put out there so that everybody understands that.
And, you know, Larry, on that point, I would say, going back to what Bill said, too, that really is Lori and I and Corey build agendas that every month we're going to give you updates on the CSO. We'll give you a CSO update. I think also I'm not going to overdo it with our study sessions because we've already had five this year. We're not going to do one in March. We're going to give a little bit of a break there. But even if we need to come back in April to look at everything collectively because it's a think tank. And really one of the comments on our leadership call is we're going to try to punch holes in this thing. So when you hear that from your leadership team, we were just going boom, boom, boom in a good way with the combative. They were trying to find every single angle, and they're very, very connected in the charter organization with, you know, the optics, the politics, and everything else.
You know, as we went through the PowerPoint, I was writing down questions and concerns, and they've all really been addressed. I mean, my first concern was, not broken. I didn't want to have you leave the current position you're in. I think it's a very effective leadership model that we've got. But the fact that we talk about probationary charters or service clients, fee-for-service clients, and then having an internal person step into that, all my concerns have been addressed, so I support the model.
Well, I concur with Larry. There was a lot of anxiety about this idea of moving at first because there are so many moving parts. I think a lot of them have been addressed by what we've talked about here today. My comfort level is a lot better. Still, some things that, you know, don't jump.
You're right. You're putting your foot in the water.
I learned that.
They put a lobster in warm water.
Well, since we heard about AB 126 and all the things that had come up, to watch the growth ESO concept and working it into something that would be transparent and strong for all of us, I got to really commend a lot of your work, Kurt, in going out and getting experts. And I think David, if he's willing to transition, he looks like a very good fit. And it would just, you know, it's nice to see that this is moving along. And I know everybody, you know, we're all saying, okay, is it going to work? Are we still covered? Is this good? But I'm thinking that it's getting better. And if anybody has any questions at any time, just bring them up. And I just want to thank you for your leadership. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to seem approach on just a real small portion of this puzzle. But David, I think you commented in a text message you were frozen. I'm not sure where you are right now, but you're welcome to come back out of the cold and nice and warm. Are you there, David?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go. So, I mean, obviously I'm not frozen anymore, and hopefully I'm not the lobster that's getting put into the boiling pot of water minutes ago. I think it's an exciting, you know, kind of next step for the organization, and, you know, to work directly with Kurt in a very different capacity, but to work together to continue to push the organization forward, I think would be really exciting. So I'm looking forward to, next steps in future conversations about this and what this might look like. And, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's check in one more time with our leadership team. Don, we'll start with you.
I'm feeling really good about everything moving forward. I think that I'm just super impressed by the due diligence that's been done by everybody to make sure that we're all feeling comfortable, educated, and informed about the decisions we're making. And I'm feeling really great about the future of our organization moving forward in a very positive, uplifted, supported, and most importantly, effective way. And just kind of putting the past behind us and moving on and being the model.
Excellent, John. All right. Krista, how about you?
Yeah, I think Don said it really well. One thing I would add is that what I like about this is that we're able to keep Kurt, you, in your role with working with us and working with the board, because I really appreciate your leadership, and I like that we're able to kind of find a solution where you're able to stay in that role directly, like supervising us and working with the boards, and then also, getting to bring, someone else in with the new nonprofit and having that, possibly be David sounds really exciting. And so it feels really positive. It feels really transparent and clear. I feel like politically when I go out, I can bring an org chart and people are going to understand it. And I'm not like having to draw 12 different diagrams and two cartwheels and flips to try to, help people understand who we are. So, thank you.
Okay. Super job. How do you have about you?
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. I would echo both Don and Krista, and I just really feel like the transparency is necessary and critical at this time, and I'm really grateful for the support and all the research done. I don't feel this was a quick decision, and I feel like it was very well thought out, very vetted, and everybody down to the last person was included in their opinion. Their opinion was valued. It was mulled over, and it was highly considered to come to where we are today. So it's very appreciated. Again, I respect Kurt tremendously. I rely on his leadership and supervision and support, as well as Corey and other members of the collaborative. So I feel that I'm really looking forward to this resolution, and hopefully we can move forward.
Thank you so much, Harry, for those kind words. All right, Jeremy.
So I'd echo what my colleagues have said so far and the other directors. I think they said it very well. I would add as well that I appreciate Kurt's leadership during this endeavor. It's not an easy thing to navigate all of these different moving parts. That phrase has been used a couple of times in this meeting, and I've seen Kurt doing that very well. I appreciate and always enjoy attending these types of meetings and seeing the progress that's going forward in the organization. I'm excited about the future of the organization. I think the CSO will be a good addition, and it's great that it's been vetted so thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeremy. Bill Dobson, are you on the call?
I am.
Yeah. Are you there, Coach?
I am.
Closing remarks.
I just would like to thank you for your leadership through this complicated process and echo the thoughts of everybody else who shared. I think it positions us to continue to kind of be the icebreaker that's kind of plowing through the tundra or the frozen waters that are public education today, and we've got a great opportunity to not only do great things for kids, but become a great role model for everybody else in the field of education. So I'm excited. I think it's great, and thank you for your work.
Thank you, Bill. I know that Christine had to drop off, but we have a representative from CalPAC. Erica, are you on the call?
Kurt, yes, I'm here. I think that this sounds really interesting. I know I'm coming in not knowing a whole bunch about it, I'll be honest, but I'm curious to see what this means going forward, and it looks like you guys have a solid plan in place, so I'm looking forward to hearing more.
Great, and I'll see you in a couple weeks up in Sonoma, so we'll definitely go down and take a look at that. Okay, anybody else on the call that I've missed, maybe with Cabinet, and then we'll have Corey and Lori wrap it up, and then we'll call it a day. Moana, are you on the call? Tess, are you on the call?
I am. I think that this structure is really, and the timing is right for the structure to change. I think it also allows us to play everyone to their strength in the reorganization. And I also feel like it's more support for you, Kurt, not having to be the jack of all trades and have your hand in everything, but also you have a thought partner in the decisions that, you know, need to be made. And that's always, you know, really good. And I know we've been focusing on feedback and things like that in our cabinet, but I feel like this is having a thought partner is really helpful in a lot of the things that you may just need to talk through. So I think this is a good choice for our organization. I think for all the other reasons that was already stated, but I also feel like this puts us at another level, lobby level, would you say, of organization. So.
Super. Well, thank you, Tess, for those kind words and your input. Lori, how about you? If you could just look up for a second.
Hello, everybody. I think it's a great opportunity. It sounds like a great idea. I echo what everybody has said, and I have thoroughly enjoyed sitting through these sessions. I've learned more each time and through our leadership team meetings and cabinet meetings as well. So I feel very positive about it.
Good. Yeah, Corey went down the hallway. Gretchen, this is. She's right over there, so she can pop in real quick. So it sounds like, and then we'll go ahead and start. Oh, hi, Gretchen.
How are you?
Do you know everyone here?
I do.
So we've kind of told the story, and the board of directors made a decision to select you to be executive director this year.
Yeah.
Sorry, anything else from you? Just echoing what everybody else said, I did want to commend Kurt on his tireless effort. For almost the last year, looking at the different options, exploring them, vetting it with professionals, going back again, getting consensus. So I've seen it through the whole process, and just want to commend you for having navigated this to where we are.
No, good thing. All right, I think at this point, we are good, that we are going, with your blessings, we're going to move forward, work with Procopia. We will keep you updated on anything and everything. So I think without further ado, we can close our meeting.
Could you bring an action item for the board to approve and give direction officially to staff on the March 5th agenda?
We could do that. The other question might be, so that is indeed really a ratification, if Kevin and Greg need to get started today.
Yes.
If it's okay with you that we don't have a board meeting.
But it would seem there should be an official action by each of the member boards to move forward. And so this is in study session, we'll be able to take action here. So
I think there's consensus. Mm-hmm. I think we have consensus that we want to move forward.
So we'll definitely post it on the agenda for March the 5th. And that'll be a virtual meeting.
Uh-huh.
And on that note, there will be no workshop for adult labs. We'll have one the very next day. And again, maybe in April, if we feel we need a study session to really kind of dive into the weeds on whatever they develop in that period of time, we'll let you know.
Okay.
All right. Well, Bill, do you want to start with?
I'll start with the county collaborative for school. I'd like to ask the motion for adjournment.
Move approval.
Thank you. Second. That was Mike. Second. Larry. Second. Take call for the vote. I vote aye. Mike.
Aye.
Steve.
Aye.
Pete.
Aye.
Larry.
Aye.
Okay. We are adjourned. Moving on to community collaborative virtual. I'd like a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
Susan. Thank you. A second.
Mike.
Okay. Call for the vote. I vote aye. Mike.
Aye.
Susan.
Aye.
Steve.
Aye.
David.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to community collaborative charter school. I'd like a motion for adjournment. Susan, second. Steve, call for the vote. I vote aye. Mike?
Aye.
Susan?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
All right, very good. And David, we'll go to you next and we'll finish off the time.
Yeah, so for California Pacific Charter Schools, I would like to see if I've got a motion for adjournment.
I'll move, Steve.
And I'll go ahead and second it. So I'll call for a vote. I vote aye. Steve?
Aye.
And Kelly is not present, so we are adjourned.
Okay. Thank you so much, David. All right, Tom, we'll have you wrap it up.
A motion for Pathway Academy Adult Education for adjournment.
I move, Charlie.
Seconded, Tom Schaff. Call for the vote. Charlie?
Aye.
Tom Schaff, aye. Rudy Kostelik, absent. Adjourned.
Okay, everyone. Okay. Let me do this before I leave my scout. We'll need to meet with maybe two board members at a time. I'm going to get a quick update on something else that I already talked to you before.
Yeah.
Let me start to Steve and
thank you.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and